Welcome to the OnlyFans Podcast.
OnlyFans,
what's up?
Where we talk as much shit as we do basketball.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Exceedingly well.
Fucking tastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the OnlyFans Podcast.
Welcome to the OnlyFans Podcast. No nudes, just NBA news. I'm joined here today by young JB.
What's up?
Who's about to head out to the great state of New York.
Yep.
To hang out in Albany.
Brooknam.
He's going to go to Brooknam.
Going to see Kevin Durant.
Going to go see KD because he's just chilling there on his burner.
He's going to bring a backup podcaster, though, in case I don't show.
Cool. Yeah. No, I believe that wholeheartedly. So I like the mood lighting in here tonight.
Yeah.
It's a little better.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, we're just three guys sitting around in a dark basement, you know, having a couple drinks, getting ready to really dive in.
Yeah. And it's the NBA Finals.
So NBA Finals.
Of course, LeBron James had to make everything about himself.
Yeah, he did. He did. He does. And he always will.
He's not even in the finals, folks. But
first and foremost, I want to say, we are here, and I'm glad that we're here, and I appreciate every last one of you for being here.
Yes.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
So let's talk a little LeBron James. What do you do this week?
He went viral.
This would be your cue, Danny.
LeBron James went viral for interrupting his son's game while the announcer was like, hey, Bronny probably got this call because you're playing in, you know, LeBron James' old gym. And so LeBron James, of course, didn't want to bring attention upon himself. So, you know, the best way to not bring attention on yourself is to let it play on. But
No, it's not actually. The best way to not get attention upon yourself is to stand up, walk across the court in the middle of the game, start chewing out the announcer.
No, that's the best
and
way.
And telling him that he's in the wrong.
The best way to not make it about yourself
is to draw all attention to yourself.
Make a huge scene.
It's one of those weird things where, like, sometimes hiding in plain sight
exactly.
is the best way to hide.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's what LeBron was doing here.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like when Eminem's daughter was doing homecoming or something, and she was like homecoming queen, and he didn't even like go to the field. He watched it on camera.
Nice.
From the locker room because he didn't want to like cause a disturbance or interrupt the moment.
See, that's an actual thing that could
that was
be done.
Pretty, you know, commendable.
Well, but also he's backpedaling a little bit there because he spent like the 10 years prior to that talking about his daughter in every other song that
True.
He wrote.
Yeah.
So at that point, like, he had some making up to do. I can't say that we can really compare them apples to apples, but I do like the fact that you went there and made the comparison.
Thank you.
And it's just like the announcer saying that LeBron James doesn't want to be mentioned when talking about his son. His son's name is LeBron James Jr.
Yeah.
It's like you made it.
They
so
call
that
him
you,
Bron.
You made it so you physically can't talk about your son without bringing up your name.
Right. All you did, even to his nickname, was just add a fucking lie.
And, like, not even – if I'm LeBron James Jr., Bronny isn't great. That just kind of, like, a little – you grow out of Bronny eventually, right? Bronny
– I think quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a great one.
Yeah. Bronny is just, like, Timmy. It just, you know –
Timmy and Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough. All right, well, I guess
– Well, no, it segues LeBron James always wanting everything to be about himself and driving for attention – kind of reminds me of, you know, the last podcast.
That's true. Yeah, you want to pull up the next segment for us, Danny? So
what's the next segment?
Just the next
the
image that we had.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, now I see why.
Just pull it up. Now, Danny, there were a few things that, you know, listening back to last week's podcast,
I
wanted to talk to about you, but I wanted to do it on the podcast.
Is this an intervention?
Setting. Not exactly an intervention.
No, okay.
It's a declaration. It's a forewarning, so to speak, that an intervention at some point might have to be made.
Yes.
You know that the Euro Cup is currently happening over in Europe to see which country is the best at soccer.
Sounds wonderful.
This conversation has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that, like, we love you. Yeah, we do. You know.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're in the inner circle, and you're our least tenured. Is employee the word?
Yeah.
Associate.
Okay.
Partner.
Partner. Okay. That was a I partner. Like partner. Yeah, not employee.
Well, employee means I get paid, so.
Partner. So partner.
Yeah, partner.
And you have equal share in nothing.
Yes.
And that's just as good, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right. So, and well, I hope I
just,
that.
Let's say, for example, he's getting a little boisterous. Not too bad, but he's starting to amp things up and we wanted to calm him down. What's an example of something we might do?
I hope that it would never come to this, but like, if I had to, I might have to like pull into my bag of tricks and hit you with the yellow
card. Oh. What's that? What does the yellow card mean?
Yellow card is just like a soft warning.
Yeah, I mean, like, in the context of soccer, like, a yellow card would be, like, I tackled somebody, it appeared I was going for the ball, but really I just, like, laid him out on his ass.
Oh, I see in this picture here, he has a yellow card.
He's a red Actually, card. No, the color
the
of that
other
would
hand,
be...
The other hand. Oh, yeah,
you're right. Sure,
check
sure.
that other hand.
So that's a warning. And honestly, like, even if you get one yellow card, that second yellow card comes out to warn you again, and then it automatically becomes a red card.
Oh.
And what happens, Josh, in soccer when you get a red card?
You have to play a man down.
Oh, so that...
I don't even know that how player, that could be applied to this current
that
situation.
That player can't contribute yeah. verbally for the rest of the match?
Is oh, that what that I means? See what's happening.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Unless spoken to, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this what is known as a gag order?
It's...
I thought... I played around with... Do you know the little timers that they have for chess players?
Yes.
I played around it. Whenever you start talking, you hit it, and then you hit it.
And you only have so
you
many
You give
minutes
me like 7 minutes.
That you get in an episode. So,
and I just mentioned, though, the next day, I did text and apologize.
No, dude. Yeah, absolutely.
And you did.
So I was responsible honestly, in that regard.
I listened back
And we
to
just
it.
Want to keep you responsible.
And can I also throw in, this was, we did that, we did it four times, I believe, that
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
So any man would have been driven to insanity.
I agree.
So. Insanity and copious amounts of alcohol consumption.
Yes.
In this case. Which is fine.
Yeah, no, we're not worried about that part, man.
No, oh, okay. I mean, that's no. on you. That's your thing. That's,
no,
that's
I'm
not...
actually pretty impressed. No,
like, I did it for you guys. Yeah. Yeah. I did it for the show, for the mood.
Right. It's just like when the gang gets quarantined and they realize that they just need to keep drinking.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those kinds yes. of things. And in this case, like, the gang just... needs to keep drinking at a slower rate of speed than possibly has been done in the past.
Hit the hard liquor after the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll
keep it Bush lattes and
have you noticed how reserved I'm being today?
I'm going to draw good, you out of that show.
I'm being a good boy today, guys. I'm trying my best. I'm working the buttons. I'm loading up all the things.
It's a volume thing and it's an efficiency thing. And I think those are the two things.
Yeah. Other than that, just real quick to circle back to LeBron, he is going to be a Fortnite skin.
Oh, we're going to talk more LeBron.
Just
we're
real
give
quick,
him more.
I just have to make a prediction that there are going to be some like viral clips of people playing as LeBron. Or,
Danny
like,
couldn't get that referee thing off the screen fast enough. That was beautiful. He heard you say, "Let's go back to LeBron." And he's like, "Yes, let's."
No, but LeBron, like he, there will be some clips of the viral of his skin going viral in Fortnite. I just want to get that on the record. But do you think it's a good idea? Like, people can now kill him. You know, you can go out there and hunt LeBron James on Fortnite.
I play Fortnite with my son, and I'm thinking of all sorts of situations I can
put
LeBron in, you know?
What kind of positions are you trying to
put LeBron in? Maybe not like the way you're probably thinking, but...
This guy has a track record at this point, doesn't he?
All right. Another thing that's about somebody, all about them, is this Luka Doncic day.
Yeah. Tell me more about that. Is it basically just like you get the key to the city for that day, or what?
So, apparently... Luka Doncic Day is in Dallas, and it's an effort led by the Dallas County commissioners. That's just it's just Luka Doncic Day. I don't even know what it means.
Well, it's a
holiday.
It's
to celebrate the Dallas Mavericks' young superstar. Okay, so I look up when is Luka Doncic Day, right? On Google, it comes up July 6th. I look up when is Dirk Nowitzki Day.
Yeah.
Nothing came up, and I'm furious. Like, he won you guys a championship. Doncic hasn't done shit yet. Dirk is a legend there. How does he not have a day?
Okay. But here's the thing.
Pisses me off.
I think the city is trying to make Doncic a superstar. And not just a superstar in the fact that, like, he's scoring points. He's already doing that himself.
Yeah.
He's getting himself the accolades to become an actual NBA superstar. What the sitting's doing with this is helping push a young star to that marketability level, that, like, you know, acclaim that is associated with. And dude, the guy just dragged Slovenia. The guy just dragged Slovenia's basketball team into the Olympics for the first time ever. That's cool. Never been done before.
Well, then Slovenia should have a day for him. Yeah, not the Dallas Mavericks. Well, okay, good.
Any have day, a day that Doncic is in Slovenia, it's Doncic Day in Slovenia.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, isn't this the guy that they said, like, betrayed his country in, like, a newspaper?
No, that's Joker.
Yeah.
So that's Serbia and Joker. Okay. But yeah, that is another thing. I mean, that's the other side of the coin. When you decide that, like, hey, I've had a long season carrying my team because my number two scorer has an ACL tear.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play in the Slovenian national team for, like,
Serbian.
Yeah. The Serbian national team for probably like $100 a game because the exchange rate because it had the third
most minutes in the NBA this year.
Yeah. Got the MVP. So they're calling him a traitor for not playing. Like,
did I rant on Serbia last time?
We haven't. And I think now it might be safe to because of those comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Serbia, stop driving your famous people away. Like, okay, I looked up like famous I looked up famous Serbians, and Nikola Tesla, they claim him. He left when he was like 18 and lived in America for 70 years. He's American.
Yeah.
He came to our country to do experiments and have freedom.
He went to Europe and then like Great Britain and then to the United States. But
He was our government had him killed and stole also, all of his life's work and have it hidden somewhere.
It's really cool.
Jokic that part we get to claim exclusively, which is pretty dope.
Checkmate.
The other Jokic, the tennis player, I can't remember his first name.
Nikola.
No,
he has the same name.
Oh. Does he have the exact same name?
Yeah.
Oh, the tennis player.
Everyone is named Nikola.
He's like the most famous tennis player in the world. He doesn't even want to live in Serbia. He lives in Monaco.
Right.
Like, just face it. Like, at least...
Isn't Monaco like the opposite of Serbia too, like climate-wise?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you move to somewhere nicer once you get the bills?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like a resident and citizen now of Monaco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Serbs. And also, like, I've seen their stats of their, like, relative happiness and all that shit. And, like, there's no way any of that's accurate.
Oh, yeah. I dug through all the Serbian stats to try to, like, find out how we're better than them. And Serbia's actually doing all right. Like, I'll give them props there.
Allegedly. That being said, like, the only clip that has come out of Joker...
It's like North Korea with, like, the fake buildings and stuff.
The only clip that's come out of Joker in Serbia this year is him, like, riding around a sad-ass, like, one-horse carriage. It's basically, like, a Red Rider, like, cart. You know, like, those little...
Wagons
that you have as a kid, like, strapped to the back of a horse. he's at, like... If that horse takes a dump, like, it's at least splashing Joker.
But it's just so nice of the Joker not to, like, hop on that horse's back and kill it.
True.
Like a 7-foot giant.
It's probably a lot easier for him to just drag Joker around.
You know what he thought about it. He made a joke about it.
He was like, can we get some Clydesdales next time?
Okay, so real quick, I'm excited about this because this happened today. Pull up the referee thing one more time. Because now we are actually going to talk about soccer for a second. Italy took down Spain 4-2 in penalty kicks today.
Whoa.
So that's to go to the finals. It's going to be like Italy versus like Sweden or England, I think, are the two in the other side of the finals. So basically like a stage behind the NBA finals this year. Isn't that sweet, dude? Like we're going to get...
This is like
the third or fourth game that's gone into not only overtime, but then penalty kicks afterwards.
Penalty kicks is pretty cool.
Penalty kicks is dope. Like, you suck at penalty kicks. In FIFA, of course.
Yeah. Am I allowed to still hate soccer but like FIFA?
Well, I feel like in 2012, 2013, Snoop Dogg made a commercial where he's playing FIFA. And then all these other celebrities are playing FIFA. And then, like, all my friends started talking about FIFA. But none of them watch soccer, but they play FIFA. So no, that's normal.
I think it's normal because FIFA's interesting because you're doing it, and soccer's boring because you're watching other people run around do nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. Like
that's it.
Yeah.
Like golf is fun. Have you ever gone golfing?
Yeah, golfing's good.
You're drinking and you're having a great time, and like, it's fun. It's a good time.
But and watching it's not bad golf to watch.
Is the worst thing.
I'd much rather watch golf than baseball.
I think that it's.
I like baseball because there is a chance of a home run. Okay.
All right. Well, there's a chance
of exciting. There's also a chance of a fight.
There is.
So, I hate you guys.
In soccer, they just like roll over and cry. Never fights.
Basically.
I hate you guys.
Just think of all the grass stains.
Right.
Just unreal the amount of disrespect you guys have.
To the world's game.
To the world's game.
But continue.
No, I just, I think that it's bullshit that Josh doesn't have any respect for soccer, and I think it's bullshit that he thinks that he can literally play, like, virtual soccer, and...
Yeah, I don't drive around and, like, throw bananas out my car and huck shells while I'm on the road, but I still enjoy Mario Kart. Boom. Applicable. All right, I say we hit a break and we come back.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you guys can finish this one yourselves.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Good thing he's got those sunglasses on.
Short of respect.
Good thing this is a basketball podcast. See him
crying.
I'm not crying.
You're crying.
I'm not crying.
There's no crying in podcasting.
I don't cry. I never cry.
Oh, shoot. Fuck, I meant to bring this up during Doncic Day.
I stay hard.
It's 2 days after the 4th of July. Like, it's 2 days after the 4th of July.
Disrespectful?
If, like, if you're going to choose, okay, if they were to name a holiday after you, let's say, and it had to be 2 days after a major holiday, which holiday are you choosing? 4th of July isn't a bad one because there's still some fireworks left over, you know, possibly.
Ooh, that's a good call.
But there is one.
But that's implying that you think you're worthy of them not.
There is like, one. Saving come for you. There is one correct answer. 100% correct, I think.
Wait, am I Dontage?
You're,
or am I just me?
You're just you. And they're naming a national holiday, or either a local or national holiday, and it's 2 days after a major holiday. Which one are you choosing?
Ooh, that's tough.
Mine's Easter.
Okay.
Because nobody's going to be, like, fucked up from Easter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's going to be able to celebrate me fully and not be in, like, two-day hangover mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Halloween.
Okay.
I don't hate that. Because Halloween's so fun, but I always feel like the next day, I'm always, like, sad that Halloween season is over.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, the movies are off TV and stuff. But at least, like, I could be, like, the... Like, one more hurrah for the season before, you know.
People can do, like, a costume party thing.
Yeah. What's your answer?
Well, your answer is trash because that means every holiday you have is a Tuesday because Easter's always on a Sunday. I pick Thanksgiving. That means every holiday that I have is on a Saturday. It's always on a Thursday. My day of celebrations, always that Saturday.
All right, so that was a rigged question.
I thought of it right away.
Yeah, but no one's going to appreciate it because you probably didn't get them out of any work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it has to be a national holiday.
Okay, if it's
a national holiday, I'm giving you Tuesday.
In most places, if they're a reasonable spot, they're giving you Monday off, too, because who's going to make you come in Monday?
Exactly. And in my theory,
what's the point of that?
Every, like, year, Halloween's on the next day.
Fucking give idiot, Josh.
So it's like, yeah. So, like,
Josh,
I'll have at least, like, a 5-year run where I've gotten people out of work.
Yeah.
And they'll really love me.
Danny, I need you to do something for me.
Yes.
And I'm not pulling a card out or anything like that. But if you go back to the double screen where the two of us are both on it, do you see how when I look at Josh,
yes,
I look away from Josh?
I know what you're saying. I know. I've noticed that. And I was going to tell you that last time. You guys are like, should be switched around.
No, I think you should switch it around because you have control of the cameras.
I mean, I guess I could just do this.
Oh, is this going to be live?
Yeah, this is live.
I love it.
Yeah.
This kind of, just this little accident kind of just opened the door to a lot of the cool, fun things we can do here.
Yeah.
So if I go here, and then in theory, if I unlock... You and I unlock you. I switch you here.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Hold on.
But Josh keeps looking the wrong way.
Oh, damn, it's that way, right?
He's looking at the TV screen.
No, he's looking at me. Josh, look at me.
I'm looking at you.
See?
Yeah. He's looking at you.
We can high five now. Ready? Nah, you're fucking dumb.
Here, do it.
That was dumb.
That was dumb.
Good. Oh, here's another one.
Now that we've made everybody sit through our ridiculous editing bullshit, why don't we just take
a break? They're learning too.
I think we should hit a break and maybe come back with some controversial ESPN stuff, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
A little
free advertisement for ESPN.
Yeah.
Cool. Urinated and lubricated back from break. We're... about halfway through the first quarter of the Suns game, and it is a defensive throwdown, 10-8, Bucks barely up. Giannis is in.
Yeah, Giannis is playing.
We have him.
I don't know. Like, anytime it's this close of a decision whether to play him, whether or not, it's risky in my opinion. I don't know if you should.
So they did this thing when he was coming back, like as he just fucking swats Booker's shot, man, killing it. I like that he's playing some defense too. Anyway, they did this thing at the start of the game where they were like, oh, it's going to be a game time decision. I feel like 90% of the time that it's a game time decision, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I agree.
And this time it did. And it's such like a mind fuck for the other team when they actually come in. Yep. They actually play, when they go from doubtful to questionable, like the day of the game. And then they actually are warming up before the game. And then they actually play. They're all sitting there talking about it in warm-ups, like, oh, no, he's not going to play. Like, yeah. He's not ready. He's not going to come back. And then he comes back, and now he's, like, just playing some incredible defense. Yeah. This is a finals MVP performance. Yeah. This first, like, 7 minutes. Good shit.
A little ahead of yourself, but...
It's a good 7 minutes, yeah. Man.
And, I mean,
swatted Devin Booker at the rim.
And if I'm the Suns, I'm thinking, we got to press him. We get him. If he's injured, it's series over. You know? That's for sure. The risk for it. If he gets injured game one, series over. You rest him game one, and he comes back game two. Doesn't matter what happens game one. It's a long series. That's
a good way of looking at
that's
it.
That's just my like.
And I'm not plus, against it. I'm
giving against up. It would be different if it was you were at home in Milwaukee, but like giving up a game in Phoenix isn't that big of a deal as long as you have him to win yours in Milwaukee for now. I don't know. That's just the only. I'm a cautious person, though. I'm a cautious person.
There's a lot of ways to...
He's young, too.
There's a lot of ways to look at it.
I think it's different if you're, like, a 35, 36-year-old injured star, and you're like, I don't know how many more chances I'm going to get.
Yeah, and you got to go at it.
Yeah.
My thing, though, is, like, when we look at this series, it's almost best to set the tone. With these two teams...
No, I agree. There's something
like,
there.
Like, Booker is a young player. If he gets confidence, he's going to be way more effective than if they get stomped in the first game.
No doubt.
He's been so up and down in the playoffs already this year. Like, he was so much more impressive last year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was the team building exercises or just the nature of the bubble itself. Like, the way that it was a lot more kind of sheltered from the excitement.
No,
so,
this...
like, young players, you see them. They like, clearly have the talent and the confidence. But then it's the environment of the away games that fuck them up. You know, it's always something that a veteran would not be fazed by. And I really think that, like, last year, that's why he was awesome.
No, I agree.
Whether they made the actual finals or not, it's pretty good.
I mean, there's just a lot to be excited about with these finals. I mean, Chris Paul versus Jrue Holiday, like, pretty good defensive point guard against one of the better offensive point guards of all time.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, and Jrue Holiday's no slouch himself. So, I mean, there's just, you know, seeing Chris Middleton step up, Giannis coming back, it's going to be... Giannis and DeAndre Ayton, I feel like that's going to be an interesting little battle.
It's one of the few times that I actually agree with Charles Barkley. he said that if Giannis plays, it's going to go to the Bucks in like six or something, you know?
Yeah.
And he said that like the best thing for the Bucks was not having Giannis over that last series so that it made like – Holiday and everybody else step up and actually contribute as much as they could, get that confidence in the semifinals and take it to the main stage.
So whose legacy do you think has the most to gain from this series?
Oh, definitely Giannis.
You think Giannis over Chris Paul?
With Giannis, this is going to propel him to the next level. Like, he has the consistency that Chris Paul's never seen.
Yeah.
He's got three MVPs, I think, right now. Like, he's an all-star. Like, he just needs to get his first ring.
Yeah.
And then from there, I think...
He's been all-star captain alongside,
the ceiling is
like,
gone.
LeBron and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, he's a killer. It's just the nature of the East. Mm-hmm. I think you spend the whole season playing schmucks and nobodies, and then when you get to the main stage, like, it's a lot more challenging.
I am rooting for the Bucks because I want Giannis to get this one off his back.
I absolutely agree with you. Yeah, Chris Paul can go to his grave making movies and not having a ring.
And yeah, okay, and just flopping around.
Yeah.
We know he can make money in Hollywood.
Right. Because his Uncle Drew movie was super good.
I think that was Kyrie Irving, but yeah.
Oh. Was that Irving?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
No, I know.
Allstate. I mean, he's got the Allstate thing going.
Oh, Allstate money?
Allstate all day.
Me?
Yeah. We can cut that, right? That was embarrassing for me.
No, it's in there, bro.
No, dude. Usually Josh is the one that mixes up the NBA players and like pulls a racist.
What?
But...
Yeah, it's in there. There's nothing I can do.
Is this a good segue?
It might be, yeah. Racism in the NBA is back in full effect.
Oh my god.
So there's some drama at ESPN.
Yeah.
And it's Rachel Nichols making
who has been in the past our girl.
Yeah, no, I'm like, a big
Rachel Nichols fan of Rachel.
Hey girl.
We're a big fan. She's got the it factor.
Yeah.
Or she had the it factor.
Yeah.
Now she's got another connotation.
Video was released.
Audio.
Continue. I think it was part of a video, but yeah.
Danny, do you have this queued up or should we play it a la carte?
Play it a la carte.
I don't really. Oh my gosh. All right, talk about it, Adam. I got to find this.
So Rachel Nichols, she made an oopsie. She did this thing where she was caught. She was recorded, NFL commissioner style, saying things that one just doesn't want to say about a coworker, or more specifically, a beautiful person of color who should really get every opportunity that anyone wants to throw her away. That's my opinion.
Okay. So I don't have the audio because the audio is actually kind of crappy, but I got her what she said in it.
Okay, yeah, read back the so Rachel Nichols said,
if you need to give her more things to do because you're feeling pressure about your crappy long-term record of diversity, which, by the way, I know personally from the female side of it, like, go for it, just somewhere else. You're not going to find it or take it from me. Anything away from me.
So,
I think you should do that all again, but this time try to do it, like, in her voice.
Okay.
Can you do that? I'd like to see how that goes.
If you need more, oh god damn it! If you need to give her more things to do because you are feeling pressure, I don't want to make.
Yeah, I'll make her talk as you do it. Do it.
If you need to give her more things to do because you are feeling pressure about your crappy long time record on diversity, which by the way I know personally from the female side of it, like, go for it. Just find it somewhere else. You're not going to find it from me or taking my thing away.
So, and what was the... Go on. Continue.
So, oh, and she added, I just want them to go somewhere else. It's in my contract. By the way, this job is in my contract, in my writing. So,
There were some other comments in there that...
Well, okay, so I was going to make a joke, and you can't make this joke nowadays. I know, but, like, Rachel Nichols, maybe it's not a race thing. Maybe it's she was hired because she's prettier than you. Oh, no, I'm joking. It's because of her talent and everything. It's a joke. It's a joke, people.
Maybe she's a better driver.
But yeah, I mean,
is that allowed? No.
I don't know how it applies, but I allow it.
I would just like to point out who isn't in this drama. Our number one woman in the NBA, Doris Burke.
You're talking about Doris Burke?
Good old Doris Burke, my favorite announcer.
Little Dory Doris Burke? Yeah, dude, she's the shit. And she actually knows what's going on. She's not here to interview players because that's really the job that she's getting taken away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that some of the comments, like the thing about the, like, I get it, you know, like you don't really get it. And it may be in your contract, but you work for
things change. It's just how
you work for ESPN.
Yeah.
You know, like they can do whatever they want. Exactly. They're a property of Disney. They have all the money in the world.
Times are changing.
They'll pay you double.
Ron Burgundy never heard that song.
Yeah. They'll pay you double to do whatever they want.
I actually have an idea for Rachel Nichols.
Please.
Do you remember who else was on the jump about 6-8 months ago? Got let go from ESPN?
Refresh me.
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce, yeah.
Was on the show with Rachel Nichols. If they talk and, you know, Paul Pierce is understanding, maybe they could work something out. They could start their own little...
Podcast.
You know, podcast, YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Maybe we could collab with them.
Right. We could bring them in.
Yeah.
You know, we could bring them into the company.
Under our umbrella.
Because if we're talking about...
OnlyFans announcers.
If we're talking about diversity, Danny, do it. Danny, put on the... If we're talking about... We just want to include some diversity in our podcast.
Put on your good boy hat.
Right now?
Yeah, put on your
podcast.
Put on your good boy hat.
Because I'm a brand ambassador?
Yes.
Yeah, put on your good boy hat.
Yep. I think you got to be rooting for the Phoenix Suns, too.
Well, it's hot.
You are Mexican.
Yeah, bring it.
We have to make this clear.
Yes.
No, you're not on camera right
now. Danny offered this up.
You need to put it on the right.
Well, I gotta hear. I got the cans on too. Yes. To make sure.
Okay.
So I can hear the audio. Okay. Well, let's just go without.
You don't need the. Yeah. You don't need.
I don't need the cans for this.
You're doing fine before.
Are they ready for it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're ready.
There we go.
So I just we want to make it abundantly clear that here at the OnlyFans Network. We have one primary focus, and that is that we plan on being as inclusive,
yes,
and as culturally sensitive as we possibly can.
I agree.
And Daniel, we appreciate your contribution, and your understanding of the importance of representing our company. To the best of our ability.
Yes.
Yeah. But you said you were going to explain how me wearing this hat does that.
I think I just did.
Yes.
Right. I think that I've clearly illustrated how your contribution.
I think you guys just think it's funny. I mean, look at me, obviously. It's pretty entertaining with the mustache and the soul patch.
Well, I mean, this is all kind of a joke.
Yeah, you're definitely a joke. Okay.
But I'm lovable.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we're laughing with you. So, okay. Yeah, we'll just have you keep that on for the rest of the episode there, bud.
Okay. All right. I just hope the audio sounds good. I won't be able to tell because I'm wearing this hat.
I always sound good. You don't have to worry about that. Okay. I have this thing called verbal bourbon.
Verbal bourbon?
Mm-hmm. Verbal bourbon. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just where like everything I say sounds really, really good.
It soothes and mellows people.
Right. It brings you to a place of complacency that you want to place yourself in.
It makes you not want to fight. You know who could have used that?
Who's that?
Some Suns and Clippers fans.
You're game absolutely six. Right. So Suns in four was, I mean, not even the only altercation in this finals.
Yeah.
There was
one game one of the Suns and Clippers too.
Yeah. Yep. So multiple fights in the Suns and Clippers.
Yeah.
Did one happen again?
Yeah.
But we're gonna watch the newest one, the most recent addition to.
Oh.
So. I mean, they're on the main floor, so that's something. Look at this.
I mean, I don't think they're on the main floor. They're up in the.
They're at the top of the main floor.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. That's kind of what it looks like. So they're paying a heavy price for those seats.
So this is a serious beatdown. Like I don't.
Ooh, they're taking haymakers there.
So my question to you guys is there ever a reason to fight like this in the stands?
So I listened to the interview that Well, they're not really a competing podcast because like Barstool doesn't really have a reputable basketball podcast.
Okay.
But I think it was the Dave Portnoy show.
Okay.
They were talking to the Suns and Four guy.
Yes.
And he explained it pretty well. While he was wearing like two watches, he explained it and seemed reputable to the best of the ability of someone who wears two watches.
Okay.
And he said that like, sports is one of those things that like after a few drinks like people will get hot over, and I have to agree with that. Like no. I'll say some shit that'll put me in a situation where I might mouth off to the wrong person I usually may not.
Yes,
I feel like politics,
but
yes, sports I've never fought anybody over.
Lifelong fan. Think about if we had Danny. Do me a favor and just like put this image in your head, like you grew up and your grandpa and your dad, you live in Boston, and your grandpa and your dad were like huge New England fans. No, better yet, Philly.
This makes sense,
Boston. Philly and Eagles fans. Okay. Your parents, your grandparents, your great grandparents, they all love the Eagles. You guys got together before every single game and watched it together over chips, quesos, empanadas, and
say empanadas?
You know, just other things.
Speaking my language, bro.
That are associated with
this hat.
With football games.
Oh, okay.
And then think about if you went to a game, an away game at like what's the closest place? That New England.
York, yeah.
Let's say like you go to a Giants game and some Giants fan is just shitting on them. Like you're not going to get a little.
Remember, very well could get arrested if you get in a fight. Yeah. Is it worth it? See, so for me, somebody talking trash about my team, that is sports. You talk trash back to them. You don't start punching them.
I'm not saying I want to start a fight.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is there ever a reason to start swinging on somebody? Like, what's that?
So, if it's me, man. If you get somebody who's just going to take it, like, to a personal level just to see what you do. That's what happens.
Then you reward. See,
it's
here,
not about like, are you fighting like, about sports?
I feel like
it just gets to a point where we're talking about each other's moms.
Can I? No.
And
for me,
then it gets personal.
For me, it's racial slurs. If I hear somebody using a racial slur, I will fight. I would fight a Denver Nuggets fan if I'm watching with my jersey on.
Listen, dude. I understand that, like, you want to take your stance, and I agree with you there. Like, if it came to that point, I would be pushed to fight, too. But I'm also saying that that's not the line for you. We're best friends, and there have been moments where I thought you were going to hit me because I made a joke about your
mom. That I'm not going to jail because I hit you, though. You know?
True.
Well, not unless he reports it.
Exactly. I don't think he would. That would be the end of the
podcast. You know what I mean, though? Like, if somebody else said something about your mom after you guys started talking about sports, that's going to start a fight.
Yeah.
It will start.
Maybe.
It doesn't have to be racial. If it was racial, obviously, but I put that like four or five, it like mom,
honestly,
mom, girlfriend, or girlfriend, yeah, mom, and then racial. Like niece, nephew, and then racial. You know what I'm saying? Like there's these points where it's personal, and then it's your beliefs.
Yeah.
But beliefs are like past the personal for you.
I don't know.
I think my first question would be, is this game televised?
Because if a person's
another
going,
good question.
If it's because playoffs, if it's not though, televised,
throw bows.
Then your glass ceiling of how many people are going
to exactly
be behind you.
No, he wants it to be televised, so he goes viral.
He wanted to be televised because if you're fighting for a good cause, if you're just fighting just to fight, maybe not.
Yeah. Well, no. So this is why interns for this show would be amazing, because I would love to have an intern that just wears Utah Jazz and just goes to Utah Jazz games,
away games.
No, home games, and then fights Utah Jazz fans who use slurs. He just would have
been. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
And it really only works if they're in Utah.
Exactly.
Like, no other.
And
you might get, like, one a season in another state.
But you're, like, guaranteed some rumbles if you go to Utah.
Oh, the Jazz games?
Oh, yeah.
Every single home game. Yeah.
I think I might want to do this job, actually.
It'd be fun. Yeah. I could, like, go with you and instigate, you know? Like, just kind of be like, man, these guys are so talented. You know, just talk people up.
We need to get some interns, because I also wanted to have that one intern.
I'll wear the other team and I'll get people going. And then once they say something against the away team,
there we go.
You know, I'm gonna be the instigator.
Yeah.
And then you can just like lean over and boom.
Exactly.
Yeah. One punch.
Just like
you kind of have that Conor McGregor strength. Like, I don't know if you have the endurance, but I know that you can definitely like put one away.
Exactly. I got one punch potential.
Right.
Dan, did I ever tell you about my one idea for either an Instagram or YouTube account with the paparazzi?
No.
So I want somebody, and this would be a perfect job for an intern, sorry, I just thought of this, somebody to follow around paparazzi and then just like get all up in their face with the camera and ask them a whole bunch of questions, but like really learn shit about their life.
Yeah. Wait.
Like, hey, Daniel, like, how's the divorce? Like, I heard she's going to get the house.
So who would be paying you for this job? I feel like off celebrities would be your only clientele.
Oh,
right?
Pissed off celebrities with tons
of
money?
Yeah.
Also, I feel like that could go viral too.
That would suck.
I feel like people would be sharing that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, what's the website that just like reports
TMZ?
On? TMZ.
Yeah.
So RTMZ. What does TMZ stand for?
No, we want to be ZMT then.
Okay. Yeah, the reverse TMZ.
Do we know what TMZ stands for?
It doesn't matter. It's ZMT.
Yeah, we're ZMT.
Yeah, it's backwards because we're the reverse TMZ.
We go get the.
It says more than R.
I'm really interested in what that letter Z stands for, because there's not many words out there with like they'll start with Z.
I think you're right.
And how
like,
did
what
they?
Got zebra and.
I'm gonna figure that out.
Zion and.
That'd be insane
if it was Zion. Somehow they figured that out.
I can figure this out.
30-mile zone.
Oh, it is the 30-mile zone. Originally in the 1960s, due to the growth of locations, shoots, studios, etc.
Idiotic.
In California.
But now they have videos from like people in New York and stuff, and like Florida and everywhere.
Because they branched out.
Yeah, so change the name.
Yeah. Well, it's like Kentucky Fried Chicken. They're not in Kentucky anymore.
TVMZ.
It's KFC now. It's not Kentucky Fried Chicken because it's not in Kentucky, you know.
All right, well,
I am successfully hungry now.
Oh, so the sloth.
Oh, yeah.
This is because I said that I'm hungry and now all of a sudden a sloth popped into your head.
Yeah. No, so there's this, we sent you the video. There's a, so everybody knows Barstool had the goldfish.
Yes.
The game picking animals has become a pop culture sensation.
It's a sports show. It's a budding
pop culture sensation. Yes. So the sports show bit. The Phoenix number one news station released a video of zoo cam footage of a sloth slowly and surely going towards the bucket of flowers with the sun's logo on it. As if that makes
a difference. Oh, look how excited they are. Oh, she's like blocking her, like, she was sign blocking her.
So I feel like already we have an issue. They're over on the sun side, like trying to get.
Are we talking over the audio?
That's going? Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to get at the. They're drawing his attention
to the sun side.
Right. I agree. Exactly.
Well, so they, I mean, cheating. There is a gorilla.
Yep.
Like a toy gorilla luring in that direction. Maybe so we'll there talk was something on this side. We just didn't see what it was, though.
I like don't, it could be a pile of shit.
It's just like, or like a guy with a gun right at the sloth's face.
Like look that. Away from me.
So you do see that the sloth is checking out the gorilla.
He doesn't care about anything presented to him besides this gorilla.
And we will see that he eventually chooses the Phoenix Sun.
So this is the weirdest part to me, though. Why the newscaster has to make a comment about the sloth feeling inclined to hook up with the gorilla. Like, and then the male newscaster is like, well, I'm not touching that shit, Sharon. Yeah. Like, not a big fan. Yeah, and he picks the sons. Perfect. Yeah, see, everybody has.
That would have worked on me, though, because I'd have been like, what type of baby would they have? Yeah. A sloth gorilla?
What are we making?
Sloth gorilla?
Just a real slow moving big gorilla.
Beast, right.
This makes me. We should get a picking animal, a betting animal.
Oh, a betting pet?
A bet pet.
So, Danny, are you gonna keep it?
A bet pet?
Your kids would love it.
Let's toss around some ideas.
Is it a sloth?
No. But like before we even get into it, I think that it would be good for him. Yes, I'll keep
whatever it is.
Cool.
Mine would be a little bit tough for him.
A polar bear was what I was gonna choose.
Oh.
Yeah. How would I possibly keep that thing cold enough?
You got a fence and a freezer, so we'll work something out.
I was thinking
the winter months it'd be fine, but I think like summer it's probably not gonna
do. We just kick up the AC to about 60.
Get another pool, like swimming around. It'd be fine. I'll go take a nip in the Davers one. I was thinking a beehive.
It's not a pet. That's a structure.
Well, you gotta put up some flowers. It's an animal just like the sloth.
No, I was saying
you mean flowers. You're picking all the bees within a hive.
A
beehive is a structure. It's like a house. Yes, it's like picking a house.
Exactly. You have two guys wearing a Bucks jersey and then a dude wearing a Phoenix Suns jersey. They run in. They run out. Whoever has the most stings, that's who they pick. Because that's who they pick.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. So here's my suggestion. It also involves a pool.
Okay.
Just a tub of piranhas.
Ooh. Okay.
So, yeah, like because piranhas are pack animals, so if you put one by itself, like it gets really confused and it actually starts eating itself. Did you guys know that?
No, that's cool.
It's a fun fact, animal fact.
It's like a beagle.
Yeah, so it just goes after itself. So you have to have a pack. And what we could do is we could hang meat over. Mm. And because they're pack animals, they're going to move to one first and then to another. So whichever piece of meat or like whichever of Danny's kids it like starts biting at first, they'll be hanging over it. Yeah. Like, then that would be the one that wins, you know, and they're wearing Suns and a Bucks jersey.
Yeah. I like it.
Good times.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody gets to have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids get to help. They get to be involved.
I got an idea. Give me a endangered species. An animal that's currently still around but isn't endangered.
That seems like a really shitty question to ask two people who aren't biologists.
The crane. What's the crane that always flies through here?
The whooping crane? Is that the whooping crane?
Sandhill?
The sandhill crane is an endangered sandhill species.
Cranes. Bald eagles.
A bald eagle. How about that?
Bald eagles. Here's what I would do. Though.
I would take a bald eagle.
Okay, right? Then like...
I would try to find... Elephants are. Maybe this won't work, actually. But I would try to find a bald eagle from another team's state.
Okay.
Like the Suns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Phoenix. I'd find a bald eagle there if they exist there, of course. I don't know if I do or not. Then I would take one
already unraveling.
from another state or another team.
Of course.
Put them in there, whichever one that
Eagle Phoenix has some to, bald eagles and Milwaukee
one that one chooses to hit, you know,
yeah,
that's the winner.
I kind of like it. I think we just what if we're we just not get liable two, because what if we get like a stray dog from one city, a stray dog from the other city? We just kind of like
give them homes.
Yeah, and we see which one's happier in a week, and then that one is who the dogs pick.
The rehoming process. I like this. Yeah,
this is a good. No, it just comes down to like,
and everybody wins.
Come here, boy, and whoever it goes to, that's yes. just like the one that well, he yeah. clearly was meant to be.
Yep, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's poetic. I make movies about that kind of stuff.
Oh, did I tell you guys about the experience I had at Chick-fil-A the other day?
No.
All right, so
I haven't talked to you once since the last time I saw you at this very podcast. So no, I have not heard.
We talk.
I'm just kidding.
Yes. Don't be that guy.
He sends me what he wants me to get done, clips wise.
That's right. Yeah. So
and then
I send you happy stuff.
And he tells me what styles of hats to have prepared.
Yes.
It was a suggestion, just for the record.
I think you brought it up, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Danny, you brought it up.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
Chick-fil-A.
I go to Chick-fil-A, and I go through the drive-thru. Have you been to their drive-thru lately?
No.
You know, like, so they have like, little attendants that are out there with iPads, and they're, like, walking up to the car and taking the order to expedite the process.
Yes.
So because of them, like the only hang up in the entire process is like the handing you the food. And they take payment and everything. And so I give her my order. I'm like, she's like, what's the name on the order? Adam. I get halfway through the line and all of a sudden, like right as I turn the corner so that I can see the drive-through window, I just see this like 17-year-old kid with Bieber hair, like hauling ass at me. And right as he gets to my car, he does that like slow down thing. Yeah. Like he's getting fucking $30 an hour and pumps the brakes and like knock. I roll my window down a little bit. I'm like, what's up? And he goes, what was the name on your order? And I'm like, Adam, you know, like I'm thinking to myself, like, obviously. And he goes, could it have been under any other name? I'm like, dude. I didn't know what to fucking say. Like, I took a beat, and I'm like, Aiden?
You know, did I just like, give him a fake name?
Alan? Like, what did they miss here? But I'm standing there with the lady. Like, I'm not screaming it into a drive-thru box. Like, I expect her to get my name right when we're talking this far away from each other. So, yeah. He just goes, oh, okay. And he runs back to the window and like starts conversing with these like four other fucking people who are all out there for no reason, like handing food to cars. And then like immediately after maybe like two sentences, just books it past me. And I'm thinking like, dude, do you need my order?
How do you not ask what did you order? That's so much easier than what's your name.
Like, why do you want to know my name? And then when you don't have my name right, like, ask me what I ordered, you know, or give me any information. Yeah. So he's like running back after he did like another lap for some fucking reason. And he's like, I have to yell at him because he's not going to stop. And I go like, bro, do you need my order? Or like, what are we doing here? And he goes, oh no, no, it was another car. I'm just like, dude, or another black sedan. So dude, just know enough about your job to know that you might want to like let people know what's going on. Very frustrating. Yeah. It was worse than if it was just the drive-thru thing. You know, like, I would rather talk to the speaker box.
And, I mean, that's, like, they should know you're at Chick-fil-A, like, every day. You, like, love everything about Chick-fil-A, you know?
They have delicious, spicy sandwiches. Yeah,
like, from corporate top down, you just think they run things right.
That sounds I think like that the way... Past,
you just think their beliefs...
Chick-fil-A experience. I think that their organizations... operations are top notch.
Okay. Yeah, how they operate, you know, not on. You love how they're off on Sundays.
No, I love how they do their drive-through.
Okay.
And I support that alone.
Okay. They close on Sundays?
Yeah.
They close on Sundays.
So what's the reason why?
Religious reason. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
No, they're kind of assholes.
I respect it, but I feel like if I wanted to, like, eat Chick-fil-A on that day. I don't. I mean, that would kind of get to me a little bit.
I also
but
bet,
I do
like,
respect it. I do respect
it. I wouldn't be surprised if the higher ups at Chick-fil-A have some beliefs about Jews.
They have some beliefs about everybody who isn't Mormon.
Yeah.
Or just like a white man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They have some very controversial views. But like,
great chicken though.
At the same time, when I'm hungover, there are very few things that pull me out of a hangover better than a spicy deluxe with no tomato.
Too many people are afraid to ask, did Chick-fil-A start the chicken wars?
They absolutely did. They expanded. They went through an expansion, and then all these other places had to start fighting for.
I think they
for
fired
market space. Yep. They certainly did. It wasn't
I
even
mean,
firing
hasn't
the first
KFC
shot.
KFC been running the chicken game.
It was. Though? It was
Dude,
just
KFC manifest. Is old fucking news. Like, there's
no
KFC is on its way
the
out.
The chicken sandwich game.
Oh,
the spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh yeah, they did just start that. Oh, Popeyes. That's what I mean.
They started
Popeyes.
The chicken sandwich.
Popeyes started it as a reaction to Chick-fil-A expanding their market across the entire United States.
Yeah.
They were like a
southern,
but like a southeastern
yes.
restaurant.
Yeah,
and then they expand to everywhere else, and now like everybody's just bragging about their chicken sandwiches.
That's weird.
That's
a
and
Burger
King's
business baby. Got his chicken sandwich now.
Oh,
yeah, rather than yeah, so just,
oh, they've all
like,
they've all hopped
killer.
In.
Everybody's on board.
You know,
life's crazy, yes. Fucking crazy.
The
man.
Original chicken sandwich from Burger King wins in my heart. Or the McChicken.
I like the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's. Underrated.
Well, everything from Wendy's is better and more delicious. It's just, it usually comes down to a funding thing for me.
That's true.
This is like, for me to take four people to Wendy's, Jesus Christ. I might as well take them to Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Touché.
To the same amount of money. But yeah, I mean, everything wins at Wendy's. It's cool. Better. The
All
burgers
right.
are square. I don't know how you do that.
What's our count on our episode here?
Oh, we're just short of an hour. We're good.
32 right. minutes up in here.
Well, we're going to call it and watch the rest of this.
Official predictions Suns for the
Bucks
series.
We're going to call it and ball it.
Oh, yeah. How many games is it going to take for the Bucks or the Suns to win? Danny, go first.
Okay, my prediction. I think...
Say it in Spanish.
Yo quiero. Bucks in las cuatro... Gamos.
Okay.
It's really offensive. I'm sorry. I don't know Spanish.
So what? Will you translate that?
Yeah, I want Bucks in four.
Okay, Bucks in four. Danny.
Josh.
But no, I'm like still talking to Danny.
Oh yeah.
Danny, why do you think they're going to win in four games? That means that the Suns aren't going to win at all.
Yeah. It's first of four. It's best of seven.
Because I figured it's best of seven, so you get four, is then you win.
They're just gonna sweep them.
Okay,
that's sweet.
He's predicting
okay.
a sweep. Bold.
All right, Josh, what do you think?
If that
now
happens,
it's your turn, Josh.
If the Suns sweep in four, I'll give him $20.
Just to be fair, I don't know anything about anything. I'm just a computer guy.
Did you hear that? If the Bucks sweep in four, I'll give you $20.
He's so confident it won't happen that he's just gonna offer you $20. No bet required.
Okay. You know what? I'm excited. I'm gonna watch the games now.
Yeah.
He didn't accept it. No, I'm kidding.
No, I did. I did. I said okay.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Sweet Prince, what do you think?
Bucks and six. My heart wants Bucks and seven. I'm going to go Bucks and seven. Bucks and seven. Bucks and seven. Adam, now you. What do you think?
You're saying seven?
I'm saying seven.
I'll take six.
All right.
I think six is slightly more likely than five.
For some reason,
I I think it's slightly more likely than five, but I think you're an idiot for picking Bucks and seven.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna run away with at least three games.
Yeah.
So wait, am I an idiot for picking Bucks in four?
No, I'm saying that I think they're gonna run away with three games, but I think they're gonna lose at least one.
Yeah.
You very well could.
Hey, I finally get paid.
Yeah. All right, we're at the. What time is it? What do we got here? Is it the second? Yeah, the second. Definitely. 5 minutes left in the second, and the Suns are up by two.
It's a good game.
They were up by. Six.
Okay, so now as I realize the game was going on behind me, there's a chance.
Anyway.
There's a chance I might not win this. I should probably watch this game.
Final predictions. Four,
six,
seven, and six.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Only Fans podcast. I'm sorry there weren't any news, but I hope you enjoyed the NBA news. Josh?
Fuck you, Rudy Gobert.
Fuck you, Rudy Gobert. Go cry about it. And Danny?
Stay hard.
Stay hard. We got to see you guys next week. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Thank you.